主耶稣圣名，感谢祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
在我们生活当中，你不断的施恩眷顾我们。
That in our life, you continue to give grace and watch over us.
你赐给我们平安。
You give us peace.
赐给我们各样的食物。
You give us all types of food.
你医治我们一切的疾病。
You have healed us of all illnesses.
你又赐给我们永生活泼的盼望。
And you have given us the eternal life and hope.
你的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Your love is, how great is your love?
我们要不断的来感谢颂赞你伟大的慈爱。
We need to continue to thank you and praise you for your love.
我们也要来见证分享述说你的大能。
We also need to testify and share about your great power.
当你创造天地万物的时候，
When you created all things in the earth,
你就设立了安息日。
You have created the Sabbath day.
让我们每逢安息日来纪念你伟大的创造。
So that on every Sabbath day we can remember your creation.
因为我们所有的生命气息万物都是你赐给我们的。
Because our life, breath, and everything that we own is given to us by you.
你是给我们一个安定的生活。
You have given us a stable life.
能让我们在生活当中得享你的丰盛。
So that in our life we can enjoy the abundance from you.
你又把我们从罪恶当中、劳苦当中拯救出来。
You also saved us out of sin and suffering.
所以我们借着安息日来纪念你的救赎的大恩典。
So with the Sabbath day, we are remembering your salvation.
虽然我们生活在一个劳苦患难的人生当中。
Because we are living in a life with much tribulation.
虽然世界上有患难。
Even though there is suffering in the world.
但是你却要赐给我们绝对的平安。
But you will give us an absolute peace.
也就让我们所安息日来盼望那个长久永恒真正的安息。
And by observing the Sabbath day, we can also enjoy the eternal rest.
主啊，我们求你带领出我们今天的聚会。
Lord, we ask you to guide our services today.
让我们的身心啊，能够真正享受平安、喜乐、满足的人生。
So that our body and our heart can truly enjoy the peace and joy from you.
愿一切的颂赞荣耀归在你的名下。
May all the glory and praise be unto your name.
愿平安喜乐各样的恩典充满在我们当中。
May peace, joy, and all types of blessings be in our life.
我们在聚会之前用很诚恳的态度向你祷告。
Before our service, we offer this humble prayer.
恳求你借着圣灵亲自祝福带领我们今天的聚会。
Please personally guide us with your Holy Spirit.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise you.
阿们。大家请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主的恩典，让我们今天能够一起来守安息日，来学习道理。
Thank the grace of God that on the Sabbath day we can come to learn about God's teachings.
啊，愿神特别祝福施恩，啊，让我们能够享受真正的喜乐跟平安。
May God especially bless all of us so that we can truly enjoy His joy and peace.
我们请看马可福音第一章。
Please look at Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 14.
马可福音一章十四节。
Mark 1:14.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音。十五节。
15.
说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。这是耶稣来到人间呐，啊，他开始传道里所讲的第一句话。
This was the first phrase that Jesus had said when he came to the world to preach.
说他开始宣传神的福音。
He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
说神的国近了，你们应当悔改信福音。
And he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
马可福音一开始就说耶稣基督是福音的起头。
At the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, it says that Jesus is the beginning of the Gospel.
因为有了耶稣基督啊，人类才有真正的福音。
It was because of Jesus Christ that men truly had the Gospel.
所以当主耶稣出生在伯利恒的时候
，When Jesus was born in Bethlehem，
当时以地里有一些牧羊人。
In the wilderness, there were some shepherds.
他们在按照耕次啊，在看守羊群。
And they were watching over their sheep.
天上突然间有荣光显现。
But in the sky, there is suddenly a glorious light that appeared.
有一对的天使啊，在那边啊唱歌。
And there were angels singing.
那这些牧羊人看了以后啊，他们就很害怕。
When the shepherds saw this, they were very scared.
天使说啊，你们不要惧怕。
And the angels had said, "Do not fear."
现在要报给你们一个大喜的信息。
Because we will now give you a great message.
啊，这是关乎普天下万民的事情。
Which has to do with the entire world.
因为在大卫的城里啊，为你们生来一个救主，就是耶稣。
Because from the city of David, there is a savior that was born, that is Jesus.
所以耶稣来到人间啊，就是关系人类大喜的信息，也就是所谓的福音。
So when Jesus came to the world, and this had to do with, this was related to the entire world, and this had to do with the gospel.
因为耶稣是我们人类唯一的救主。
Because Jesus is the our human's only savior.
他要把我们从苦难当中，从罪恶当中，从灭亡当中拯救出来。
He is going to save us out of sin and destruction.
啊，是给我们真正的平安以及天国国伯的盼望。
And give us the true peace and the hope for the heavenly kingdom.
所以保罗在传福音的时候说啊，这个福音本是神的大能。
So in Paul has written that this gospel was truly the great mighty power of God.
还要来拯救一切相信的人。
And it is to save all those who believe.
所以耶稣说啊，他带来这个福音。
And Jesus has said that he has brought this gospel.
要让患难当中的人得平安。
So that those who are suffering can receive peace.
要让我们胜过死亡，得到永远的盼望。
So that we can overcome death and receive the eternal hope.
我们请看路加福音啊，第四章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
路加福音四章十六节。
Luke 4:16.
耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照他平常的规矩，进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。17节。17. 有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一个地方写着说，18节。
18.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。19节。
19.
报告神悦纳人的喜年。20节。
20.
于是把书卷起来，交还执事，就坐下。会堂的人都定睛看他。21节。
21.
耶稣对他们说，今天这个经应验在你们的耳中了。耶稣按照他平常的规矩啊，就进到耶路撒，进到拿撒勒的会堂。
According to Jesus' custom, he went to Nazareth.
他开始读圣经的时候啊，读到以赛亚书，是主着耶稣来到世界上所要做的事情。
And when he was reading, he read the book of Isaiah, and he was reading about when Jesus would come to the world.
说神把他的灵降在耶稣的身上。
And it says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus.
用圣灵来膏他。
And with the Spirit, he has anointed him.
所以他可以把福音传给贫穷的人。
So that he may preach the gospel to the poor.
所以有一些贫穷的人呢，要借着福音来得到富足。
So that there will be the poor who are going to be blessed through this gospel.
当然，有时候物质上缺乏的人呢，还因为他们没有什么可以依靠，所以比较容易相信福音。
Of course, those who are lacking in material goods because they do not have much to rely on, so they may believe in the gospel.
另外一种是心灵上的贫穷。
But the other type are the ones who are poor in their heart.
因为觉得没有什么可以依靠，心灵常常感到很空虚的人。
Because they do not have anything to rely on, so their hearts often feel empty.
所以神的福音也要让他们得到满足。
And the gospel of God will also allow these people to feel fulfilled.
所以耶稣说啊，虚心的人有福啦。
So Jesus has said that blessed are the poor in heart.
因为他们能够得到神的恩惠。
Because they may receive the blessing of God.
他说要让那些被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见。
And he is going to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind.
本来人犯了罪以后啊，都在撒旦的权势之下。
After men have sinned, they were all under the authority of Satan.
但是耶稣的福音呢，要让我们从撒旦的权下归向真神。
But the gospel of Jesus will allow us to leave this authority of Satan and belong to God.
要让我们从黑暗当中啊，归向光明。
So that out of the darkness we will be able to enter the light.
啊，当然，当时有一些啊，瞎眼的人，主耶稣医治他们。
And at the time there were also some blind people that Jesus had healed.
不只是让他们肉体的眼睛得看见，更重要的就是他们的心灵啊，看到了神的救恩。
Not only could they see with their physical eyes, but in their heart they could also see God.
说这就是神要悦纳人的喜年。
And this is to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
犹太人有一个很特殊的节期叫做喜年。
The Jewish people had a very special holiday that was called the acceptable year.
他们有的人很贫穷啊，就去做人家的奴仆。
And some of the people, because they were very poor, they had to become slaves or servants.
有的因为贫穷，把自己的田产就卖掉了。
And some others that were poor had to sell their land.
啊，但是到了七七49年的第二年，叫做第五十年，就是喜年。
On the 50th year, it is called the acceptable year.
他们要在遍地吹角宣告。
And they are going to sound the trumpets and the horns.
所有那些啊，因为贫穷失掉自由的、失掉产业的，他们现在可以重新得到产业、得到自由。
And during that time, those who were once enslaved or lost their land, they could reclaim their freedom or their land again.
做奴仆的现在可以回到家，啊，自由的，啊，不再受束缚。
Those who were once slaves or servants could go home, and they did not have to be bound anymore.
他们失掉的一些田产呢，可以，啊，没有条件的，可以收回来。
And if they had lost certain inheritance or property, then they could have it back again.
啊，这是神特别对他们的恩典。
And this was the special blessing that God had given them.
让他们贫穷人啊有翻身的机会。
So that those who were poor could have an opportunity to become.
让他们的困苦人啊能够得到啊恢复自由，得到平安喜乐。
To become free again and to have joy again, just like those who were once enslaved.
啊，所以这是神对以色列人呐。啊，他们当中所定的很特殊的一个规矩。
This was a very special regulation that God had given to the Israelites.
啊，这是预表耶稣的救恩呐。
And this prefigures the salvation of Jesus.
要带给我们人类一个大喜的信息。
Which is going to give us a great
message. 让那些啊贫穷的、受苦的、受压制的，能够得到自由。
So that those who were poor, those who were oppressed, they could all receive freedom.
这是神赐给我们人类的福音。
And this is the gospel that God has given to men.
所以圣经里面说这个福音啊，叫做和平的福音。
And so the Bible has said that this is also the gospel of peace.
啊，这个和平啊，就是人跟人之间啊，没有纠纷。
And the peace means that between men there is no arguments or conflicts.
国家跟国家没有战争。
And there are no wars between nations.
啊，所以唯有耶稣的救恩啊，来到世界才能够让我们人跟神和好。
It was only because of the gospel of Jesus that had come to this world that men could return to.
人可以很自由的来到神施恩的宝座前呐，啊，来敬拜神，享受神赐给我们的各样福气。
So that they may return to God and once again be able to come in front of God's mercy seat.
啊，也可以借着这个福音呐，促进人跟人之间的和睦。
And through this gospel, men between men can also receive peace.
以弗所书里面说啊，犹太人跟外邦人本来他们是不来往的。
In Ephesians it says that in the beginning the Jews and the Gentiles did not communicate with each
other. 啊，那是因为这个福音啊，所以归入基督以后，不管是犹太人、外邦人，在耶稣基督里面都合而为一了。
But because this gospel had come, whether they're Jews or Gentiles, but they have all become one.
把人跟人中间的隔墙啊，就把它打破了。
So that this wall between men has been broken down.
啊，将两下合而为一，一起啊，进到神的面前啊，来敬拜神。
And all these people have now belonged as one and can come to worship God together.
所以借着这个和平的福音，让人跟神和好，人跟人之间呢、啊，也能够和睦。
So through this gospel of peace, not only can men have a good relationship with God, but also with other men.
以弗所书里面说这个福音也叫做平安的福音。
And in
在英文当然都是一样哦。
In English, it says peace, but it's also the gospel of peace.
所以要把平安的福音穿在脚上。
And they need to put this gospel of peace onto their feet.
也就是说、啊、因为这个福音让我们从神那里得到恩典，得到平安。
Which is to say that through this gospel, then men can receive joy and peace.
人因为带着肉体啊，常常有肉体的软弱病痛。
Because men have flesh, so they often might feel physical illness.
因为人是土造的，所以人的心灵很脆弱。
Because men were built with clay, so their heart is very weak.
啊，不管是肉体上的，或者是心灵上的，神都会是给我们平安。
But whether in the flesh or in the heart, God will give us peace.
所以耶稣在传道里的时候
，So when Jesus was preaching，
说呢，周流四方啊，看到很多人困苦流离。
When he went to many different places, he saw that many were suffering.
有的是肉体上的病痛，有的是心灵上的忧伤。
Some from physical illnesses and some from the sorrow in their heart.
有的是在各样的患难当中。
And some because they were suffering in different tribulations.
所以耶稣就要怜悯他们，医治他们，解决他们一切的困难。
But Jesus had mercy on them, so he healed them and solved their troubles.
所以耶稣说、啊你们劳苦患难的，可以到我这里来，我就让你们得享安息。
So Jesus has said that all those who are weary and heavy burdened, you can come to me.
说虽然世界上有很多的患难
，Even though there is much tribulation in the world，
但是你们住在我里面了、啊，就能够得享平安。
But if you live in me, then you will receive peace.
所以信主的人说，不必忧虑啊，可以一无挂虑。
So those who believe in the Lord do not have to worry.
凡事借着祷告告诉神
，Because in all things they may pray to God，
神就要赐给你意外的平安
，And God will give you a peace beyond your
所以这是耶稣所带给我们的平安的福音
，And so this is the gospel of peace that Jesus has given us。
那这个福音呢、啊，也叫做得救的福音。
This gospel is also called the gospel of salvation。
所谓的得救啊，就是。主耶稣要把我们从那个患难当中、啊、把我们拯救出来。
And the salvation means that Jesus is going to save us out of our troubles.
说还要救我们进到永生的天国。
And he is going to save us to go to the eternal heavenly kingdom.
摩西说，我们人的一生大概是七八十岁。
Moses has said that there are perhaps 70 or 80 years in a man's life.
但是人生所充满的就是劳苦愁烦。
But it is filled with sorrows.
啊、最后好像飞鸟一飞就过去了。
And in the end, it is just like when a bird has flown away.
所以人生是劳苦，是虚空的。
So life is full of vanity and suffering.
最后啊，死亡临到人生的劳碌，最后就结束了。
And then at the end of the toils in the man's life, then it is over.
但是因为这个福音啊，临到我们。
But because this gospel has come to us,
不只要救我们脱离诸般的凶恶，还要带我们。进到永生的天国。
Not only will it take us out of all types of evils, but it can also help us enter the heavenly kingdom.
说那个是一个不修禅、不随毁坏、永远常新、永远快乐无比的地方。
And that is a place that has eternal joy, and there is nothing that will perish there.
啊，这个福音啊，就是要救我们到那个地方。
And this gospel is going to save us to enter that place.
所以耶稣说啊，神的国近了，你们应当悔改信福音。
Jesus has said that the kingdom of God is at hand and we must repent and believe in the gospel.
啊，什么是神的国啊？
What is the kingdom of God?
神的国当然是神住的地方，神在作王统治的地方。
And of course, the kingdom of God is where God dwells and where God is king.
圣经里面说啊，神住在天上啊，至高荣耀之处。
The Bible says that God is sitting in in heaven, up high.
是人没有办法靠近的荣光里面。
And he is full of glory, and it is a place where man cannot reach.
所以有时候那个地方叫做天堂，或者是天国。
Some people might call it heaven or the heavenly kingdom.
因为神在那里作王。
Because there is where God is.
啊，那个就是神的国。
And that is the kingdom of God.
那耶稣叫我们祷告的时候说啊，愿你的国降临。
And when we pray, we say, and thy kingdom come.
啊，愿你的旨意行在地上，好像行在天上一样。
And may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以神的国就是神的居所，神居住的所在。
And so the kingdom of God is where God dwells.
啊，当然，天国啊，就是神的居所。
And the heavenly kingdom is also the dwelling place of God.
那也是我们信主的人将来的归宿。
And this is also where we who believe in the Lord will eventually go.
保罗说那是一个好的无比的地方。
And Paul has said that that is a wondrous place.
但是不只是我们将来啊，离开世界以后要回到天国。
And not only when after we have ended our life, we are going to go to the heavenly kingdom.
耶稣说要让神的国啊能够实现在人间。
Jesus has said that he would like the kingdom of God to also be fulfilled.
所以我们在祷告的时候也要常常求神的国能够降临到世界。
And this is why when we pray, we also ask that God can allow the kingdom of God to come to the world.
让我们能够生活在神的恩典里面，说就是神的国要临到我们。
So that we may live in the grace of God, and so the kingdom of God can come to us.
路加福音十七章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章。
Luke 17.
二十节。
Verse 20.
路加福音十七章二十节。
Luke 17 verse 20.
法利赛人问神的国几时来到？耶稣回答说：“神的国来到，不是你们眼睛所能够看见的。”二十一节。
21.
说人也不得说：“看哪、啊，在这里；看哪、啊，在那里。”因为神的国就在你们的心里。有一些人问耶稣说：“你的国什么时候来到？”
So some people were asking Jesus what time the kingdom of God would come.
耶稣说他的国啊，跟世界上的国都不一样。
But Jesus has said that the kingdom of God is different from the kingdoms of the world.
不是我们肉体的眼睛能够看得到的。
It is not something that we can see with our physical eyes.
世界上的国度啊，必须要有三个条件。
And the kingdoms of the world have three qualifications.
要领土。
One is that they have
要政府的组织,
their land or the control of
government, 还要有他的主权,
and also the authority.
啊，所以地面上啊，现在有将近200个国家,
and in the world right now there are over 200 countries.
啊，他们有固定的统治范围,
they have the certain areas,
有他们政府的组织,
of their land and they have their government.
他们有独立的主权,
and they also have their own authority.
他说这个神的国啊跟这个地面上的国度不一样。
But the kingdom of God is different from these countries.
是我们肉体的眼睛啊，不能够看见的。
We cannot see them with our own eyes.
所以说不能够说啊，神的国在这里，神的国在那里。
So we cannot say that the kingdom of God is here or there.
因为神的国就要在你的心里。
Because the kingdom of God is going to be in your heart.
所以神的国就是神作王、神统治的地方。
And the kingdom of God is where God is the king.
啊，神的能力、权柄彰显的地方。
It is where God is manifesting His power.
啊，就是神的国。
And this is the kingdom of God.
所以神的国要在我们心里。
So the kingdom of God is going to be in our heart.
因为耶稣基督在我们心中作王。
Because Jesus Christ is the king in our heart.
啊，我们尊神为大。
And we know that God is.
凡事顺如神的旨意而行。
And in all things, we are doing according to God's will.
神的慈爱、能力、恩典充满我们的心。
And when God's love and power is filled in our heart.
我们能够享受从神来的平安喜乐。
And we can enjoy the joy and peace from God.
那就是神的国啊，实现在我们的心当中。
And this is to say that the kingdom of God has manifested in our heart.
虽然我们生活在世界，但是因为有神的爱、神的恩典充满，就是神的国实现了。
Even though we are living in this world, but when the love of God and the power of God is in our heart, then that is where you will see the kingdom of God.
我们看马太福音十二章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 12.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
二十八节。
Verse
28. 马太福音十二章二十八节。
Matthew 12:28.
十二章二十八节。
12:28.
说我若靠着神的灵赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们呐。耶稣说啊，他如果靠着神的能力把鬼赶出去，
and Jesus said that if he casts out demons by the Spirit of God,
啊，魔鬼离开了，神在我们人间作王，
and when the demons have left and God is our king,
神的能力全凭彰显出来，
and the power of God is manifested.
所以这就是神的国实现在我们当中了。
Then surely the kingdom of God has come upon us.
所以有所说，保罗说啊，这个教会就是神的国。
In Ephesians, Paul has said that the church is the kingdom of God.
因为教会就是神的灵所充满的地方。
Because church is where the spirit of God is filled.
啊，借着教会啊，要得胜阴间的权柄。
And through the church, and we will be able to become sanctified.
还要把人的心力得回，让他们顺服基督。
And the hearts of men will also return to Jesus.
啊，让耶稣基督在教会里面作王。
And this is where Jesus Christ is going to be king in the
church. 啊，让他的权柄、智慧、能力在教会里面彰显出来。
So that his authority, his wisdom, and his power is manifest in the church.
让人能够在教会里面享受神的丰盛。
And so that in church, then men can also receive the abundance from God.
所以借着这样啊，神也透过他的教会来得到他应得的荣耀。
And so in this way, God will also receive the glory that he deserves through church.
啊，这就是神的国啊，临到我们当中了。
And this is when the kingdom of God has come upon us.
啊，怎样才能够进到神的国呢？
How can we enter the kingdom of God?
我们看到，看约翰福音第三章。
Let's look at John chapter
3. 约翰福音第三章。
John chapter
3. 第三节。
Verse 3.
约翰福音三章第三节。
John 3, verse 3.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能够见神的国。第四节。
Verse 4.
尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹里面生出来吗？第五节。
Verse 5.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能够进神的国。有一个法利赛人的官叫做尼哥底母。
There is a Pharisee officer whose name is Nicodemus.
一般的法利赛人虽然他们圣经很懂啊，
Typically, even though the Pharisees were very familiar with the scriptures,
因为他们很严谨在遵守摩西的律法，
because they follow the Mosaic laws very strictly.
啊，但是很可惜啊，他们只知道那个字句，没有办法明白它的真意。
Unfortunately, they only knew the words of the laws, but they did not understand their meaning.
所以当耶稣传道里的时候，他们常常要挑毛病啊，找耶稣讲话的把柄。
So that when Jesus was preaching, they would often want to find mistakes or criticize Jesus.
啊，所以他们没有办法明白耶稣的教训。
So that they could not understand the teachings of Jesus.
啊，但是这个尼哥底母却不一样。
But Nicodemus was different.
虽然他也是一个法利赛人，也是犹太人的官。
Even though he was a Pharisee and he was a ruler of the Jews.
那他看到耶稣行很多的神迹奇事的作为。
When he saw that Jesus had performed many miracles.
所以他就心里在想，这个人如果不是从神来的，他怎么有这样的能力？
He thought in his heart that if this person is not from God, how could he have these powers?
所以他就在暗中啊，来请教耶稣。
And so at the night, he came and he wanted to ask Jesus a few
questions. 他说，我们看到你所行的神迹，我们知道你如果没有神同在，你不可能行这些事情。
And we know that, and he said that, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
啊，耶稣没有直接回答他的问题。
And Jesus did not directly answer his question.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你。人如果不能够，如果没有重生啊，不能够进神的国。
He said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
那我们知道说啊，耶稣讲的话是很重要的话。
So that we know that what Jesus is saying is very important.
他特别说啊，我实实在在告诉你。
Because he said, most assuredly, I say to you.
这是约翰福音里面的一个特色。
This was a special characteristic of the Gospel of John.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你啊，这一句话约翰福音里面有26次。
It is said 26 times when Jesus was saying, most assuredly, I say to you.
都是主的非常重要，而且主耶稣非常慎重讲的话。
And they were all regarding very important sayings.
这个表述我们跟我们的得救有很重要的关系。
And they also mean that they have a very important relationship with our salvation.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，人如果不重生啊，不能够见神的国。
So Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
啊，重生的意思啊，就是再生一遍喽。
And resurrection is like to be born again.
啊，所以尼哥底母他就没有办法了解。
And so Nicodemus could not understand this.
他说，人都已经老了，啊，怎么再生啊？
And he has said, how can a man be born when he is old?
啊，怎么有办法再进到妈妈的肚子啊，啊，再生一遍呢？
Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
耶稣说啊，不是从妈妈的肚子再生一遍。
But Jesus has said that it is not to go through the mother's womb again.
说从肉身生的就是肉身。
But he said that whoever is born of the flesh is of the flesh.
唯有从灵生的才是灵。
But whoever is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
所以我告诉你，必须重生，你不要把它当作很稀奇的事情。
So do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again.
所以耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你。
So Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you.
人如果不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能够进神的国。
Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣说要从水和圣灵生，才能够进神的国。
So Jesus said that you must be born of water and the Spirit in order to enter the kingdom of God.
后来保罗有解释啊。
Eventually, Paul explained.
我们看提多书第三章。
Let's look at Titus chapter 3.
提多书三章。
Titus chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
提多书三章第五节。
Titus
3 verse 5.
3 verse 5.
说他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。第六节。
Verse 6.
说这圣灵啊，就是神借着耶稣基督，我们的救主，厚厚要浇灌在我们身上的。保罗在这里说啊，神要拯救我们人的方法。
Here's Paul is talking about the way that God is going to save men.
不是靠我们人所行的义行。
Not by our works of righteousness.
而是借着神的怜悯，为我们人类完成了救赎的工作。
But according to God's mercy, that He has completed the work of salvation.
啊，然后借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
And then through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到说，耶稣说啊，要从水和圣灵重生。
So we saw that Jesus said you must be born of the water and the Spirit.
保罗说啊，就是重生的洗礼和圣灵的更新。
And Paul has said the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
说这样才能够让我们进到神的国。
And only in this way may we enter the kingdom of God.
所以让我们知道说重生的洗礼跟圣灵的更新啊，这跟我们得救有直接的关系。
So that we know the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit have a direct relation to our salvation.
因为洗礼就是要让我们受罪，让我们得到重生。
Because baptism is going to remit our sins and allow us to be born again.
因为我们人自从亚当夏娃犯罪以后，
because after Adam and Eve had sinned,
神跟亚当说啊，你吃善恶果的日子必定死。
God had told Adam that if you ate of the fruit, then you will surely die.
亚当夏娃吃了善恶果以后，虽然活到900多岁。
And after Adam and Eve had eaten of the fruit from good and evil, even though they lived until 900 years old,
虽然他们肉体上没有死，
even though physically physically in the flesh, they did not immediately die.
但事实上，他们吃善恶果的日子啊，说他们属灵的生命就跟神的永生隔绝了。
But on the day that they had eaten of the fruit, then their spiritual life was separated from God.
所以人本来可以跟神啊很密切交通的。
That at first, even though God was able to have an intimate relationship with
men, 所以当犯了罪以后啊，人就发现自己赤身裸体。
After men had sinned, they realized that they were naked in the flesh.
所以人就没有办法住在伊甸园，就要被赶出来。
And then men could no longer dwell in the Garden of Eden and had to be cast out.
因为人那个永恒的生命啊，跟神隔绝了。
Because that eternal life of man was separated from God.
所以虽然肉体还活到九百多岁，最后还是死掉了。
That even though in the flesh they live until 900 years old, they still died.
所以人离开了神以后啊，人肉体活着，但是在神来看，人是死掉的。
So after man has sinned, even though physically they were alive, but in the eyes of God they were dead.
所以有一个人说啊，主啊，你让我回去埋葬我的父亲，我再来跟随你。
So a man had come to Jesus and said, Lord, please allow me to return to bury my father.
耶稣说啊，任凭死人埋葬死人。
And Jesus has said, let the dead bury the dead.
你要去传扬神国的道。
You need to go and preach the word of God.
有的人啊，没有办法了解这样的意义。
Some people could not understand this meaning.
以为耶稣啊，讲得很不近人情。
They felt that, Jesus was very not compassionate.
但是耶稣实际上主是我们人生的真实的情况。
But Jesus is actually referring to the actual situations for
us. 人所怕的就是肉体的生命离世了，死掉了。
Because men often fear that their physical life is going to
end. 因为那个是你肉眼看得见的。
Because that is what you can see with your physical eyes.
但是更可怕的就是人的灵魂啊，跟神的永生隔绝了。
But what is even more frightening is if the spiritual life of a man is separated from God.
啊，所以他在神眼中来看也是死的人。
Because in the eyes of God, then this is actually a dead man.
所以唯有在我们活着的时候啊，我们能够得到重生。
So only when we have been still alive and we can receive the regeneration.
就是我们的灵魂能够跟神那个永恒的生命啊重新结合在一起。
Which is to say that our soul can once again be reunited with God.
所以耶稣的救恩啊，替我们完成在十字架上，替我们流血。
So the salvation of Jesus was completed when he was crucified and
he died. 所以我们开了一个洗罪的泉源。
And he had opened up this source to wash away sin.
啊，所以让我们借着耶稣的宝血要赦免我们的罪。
So that through the blood of Jesus, then our sins can be forgiven.
啊，既然我们没有罪呢，我们就从神那里重新得到新生命。
And since we have become sinless, then we can receive a new life with God.
所以圣经里面说这个洗礼是赦罪的洗礼。
And so the Bible has said that this is the baptism of remission of sins.
因为有耶稣的宝血。
Because there is the blood of Jesus.
有神的灵做见证。
And there is the Spirit of God that testifies.
所以我们不只是浸在水里面，我们也浸在耶稣的宝血里面。
Not only have we been immersed in the water, but also in the blood of Jesus.
所以真正能够受罪的洗礼。
So this is the baptism that
在神的教会里面。
And this is in the church of God.
啊，既然我们没有罪了，主耶稣就把永恒的生命啊赐给我们。
And since we no longer have sins, then Jesus is going to give us the eternal life.
所以保罗说啊，这个洗礼叫做跟主耶稣的同死、同埋葬、同复活。
And so Paul has said that this baptism is to be buried and to resurrect with Jesus.
因为我们的罪人、旧人啊，跟耶稣同钉十字架。
Because our old man, our old self, has been crucified on the, with Jesus.
啊，然后将罪身灭绝。
And the sins have been buried.
啊，然后从水里面上来就是一个复活的新人了。
And then out of the water will come a new man who has resurrected.
所以耶稣说，信而受洗的要得救。
And so Jesus has said that those who believe and are baptized.
因为这个洗礼叫做重生的洗礼。
Because this is a baptism of regeneration.
啊，这是要赦罪的洗礼，而不只是悔改的洗礼。
And this is not only a baptism of repentance, but also for the remission of sins.
所以门徒在传道里的时候。
And when the disciples were preaching the gospel.
我们看使徒行传第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传二章。
Acts chapter 2.
三十七节
，verse
37。使徒行传二章三十七节
，Acts chapter 2 verse 37。
二章三十七节
，237。
说众人听见这话，觉得扎心， 就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？38节。彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。39节。因为这个应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们的神所召来的。五旬节啊，门徒得到圣灵以后。
On the day of Pentecost, after the disciples had received the Holy Spirit.
哎呦，很多人啊，觉得很稀奇，说，哎呀，他们怎么会这样子？
There are many who were marveling and they were wondering why this happened to them.
有的人不明白说他们是不是喝醉酒了。
Some people did not understand. They thought that they were drunk.
那使徒就站起来说，不是，我们不是喝醉酒。
And then these apostles had stood up and they said that we were, are not drunk with wine.
这是神把他所应许的圣灵啊浇灌下来了。
This was the promised spirit that from God and this had come to them.
啊，虽然你们把耶稣啊钉十字架了。
Even though you had crucified Jesus,
但他是救主，所以神让他复活了。
He is the Savior, and God allowed him to be resurrected.
所以他既然升天以后，就把你们所看到、所听见的圣灵浇灌下来。
And after he had ascended to heaven, then the promised Holy Spirit had come down.
很多人听了这个道理以后啊，他们感到很扎心。
After people had heard this, then they were cut to the heart.
为什么耶稣来到世界要救我们，我们却不接纳他？
Why was it that Jesus had come to the world and wanted to save us, but we did not accept him?
我们反而拒绝他，把他钉在十字架。
Instead, we had forsaken him and crucified him.
所以他们就感到很难过。
So they felt very sorrowful.
啊，他们问使徒说：“啊，那我们现在该怎么办呢？”
Then they asked the apostles, "What shall we do?"
使徒说：“你们既然知道不对呀，你们就要悔改。”
And the apostles said, "Since you know that you have done wrong, then you must repent."
知道不对了，不要一直错下去。
You should not continue in your mistakes.
就要改变你们的心力，改变你们的生活。
You have to change your heart and your life.
啊，所以要接纳耶稣做你们的救主。
You have to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
所以来让奉耶稣的名来为你们洗礼。
And be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
啊，洗礼做什么？说要叫你们的罪得赦。
And the purpose of the baptism is for remission of sins.
这是使徒所传的道理啊，洗礼叫你们的罪得赦。
This was the teaching preached from the apostles.
所以洗礼跟赦罪有关系。
So baptism has to do with forgiving.
啊，既然我们罪赦了，我们重生成为神的儿女啊。
And then after your sins have been forgiven, then you will become the children of God.
所以就必领受所赐的圣灵。
And then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
啊，神就把圣灵啊赐给你。啊，作为你神儿女的凭据。
And so God will give you the Holy Spirit as the evidence that you are a child of God.
所以保罗说啊，既然我们是神的儿子啦，所以他就差遣儿子的灵住在我们身上。
And so Paul has said that since we are the sons of God, then God has given us the Spirit. His
啊，让我们能够称呼天上的神为我们的阿爸，我们的父亲。
So that we may call the God in heaven as our Abba Father.
啊，圣灵要跟我们先一起来证明我们真是神的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit that is going to dwell in our heart is going to prove that we are the children of God.
所以我们有了圣灵以后啊，我们就很清楚知道我们真正是属神的。
So after we have received the Holy Spirit, then we will clearly understand that we do belong to God.
因为神把圣灵赐给我们呢，做我们将来得救进神的国的一个凭据。
Because God has given us the Holy Spirit as an evidence for us when we are entering.
所以罗马书里面说啊，神的灵让耶稣从死里复活过来。
And so in Romans it says that it was the Spirit of God that allowed Jesus to be resurrected.
啊，所以这个圣灵如果住在我们身里。
And if the Holy Spirit lives in our heart.
所以我们人的肉体啊，有一天要离世。
One day the flesh of man is going to leave this world.
啊，但是啊，这个圣灵的力量会让我们必死的身体又重新活过来。
But the power of the Holy Spirit will allow our body to resurrect.
啊，如果我们活到耶稣再来的时候。
And if we live until the day when Jesus is coming again.
所以这个圣灵就要让我们改变了，成为一个灵的荣耀的身体。
Then this Holy Spirit will transform us so that we will become this body of spirit.
好像耶稣基督啊，复活荣耀的身体相似。
And it will be similar to the glorious spirit when Jesus was
resurrected. 啊，那个时候啊，我们就要被接啊，回到天上跟主永远同住。
And then on that day we will be received and we will be able to dwell with Jesus in the heavenly
kingdom. 所以耶稣说啊, 一个人要从水和圣灵重生啊, 才能够进神的国。
And so Jesus has said that one must be born of the water and the spirit in order to enter the
kingdom. 保罗说啊, 神救赎我们的方法。
And Paul has told us about the method of salvation.
就是借着重生的洗礼, 还有借着圣灵的更新。
Which is through the regeneration of the washing of regeneration and from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到耶稣的门徒啊，很强调啊， 这个圣灵。
So we know that the disciples of Jesus emphasized the Holy Spirit.
他们到底无论传到哪里啊， 他们就是强调圣灵的工作。
Wherever they were teaching, then they were preaching about the power of the Holy
Spirit. 因为耶稣要升天之前特别交代他们。
Because just before Jesus' ascension, then he had told them
让你们不要离开耶路撒冷,
that you should not leave Jerusalem.
要等候我从天上赐给你们能力,
but you need to wait for the Holy, for the Spirit and the power that will come from heaven.
当圣灵降临在你们身上以后,
and when the Holy Spirit has come upon you,
你们就能够从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，为我做见证。
Then you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria.
所以他们就在一个楼房在那边祷告，等候了十天。
And so in the upper room they were praying for 10 days.
圣灵降下来以后，他圣灵就赐给他们一种口才，讲起奇妙的舌音。
And then when the Holy Spirit came down to them, then they were able to speak in this miraculous tongue.
啊，因为他们得圣灵充满了，然后就开始做见证了，传福音了。
And then when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, then they began to testify and to preach the gospel.
所以有的人讲说，怎么样才是得到圣灵？
Some people have asked, what is, how can you tell when someone has received
the Holy Spirit? 有的说，我信耶稣的时候啊，就得圣灵了。
Some might say that when I believed in Jesus, then I received the Holy Spirit.
哦，如果我没有圣灵，我怎么会信耶稣呢？
Because if I didn't have the Holy Spirit, how would I believe in Jesus?
啊，有好的行为啊，就表示你有圣灵。
Or if you have good deeds, then you have the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵会让人呢，啊，结出好的果子来。
Because the Holy Spirit will allow people to bear good fruit.
所以他说，信耶稣的时候，每一个人都有圣灵。
So, or they might say that when they have believed in Jesus, and everyone.
所以他们认为说，得圣灵不一定在外在有什么样的透视的表现。
So people might say that when you receive the Holy Spirit, you might not show anything.
你相信你就有了，你不要怀疑。
Because once you believe, then you have the Holy Spirit, you do not have to doubt.
当然我们觉得很可惜啦，因为他们没有圣灵的体验。
We feel that this is very unfortunate that they do not have the true experience of the Holy Spirit.
所以把他们的现象啊不了解啊来曲解圣经里面的道理。
So they do not understand the signs that are appearing.
我们知道这个得圣灵啊是很清楚的。
But we know that when you receive the Holy Spirit, it is very clear.
说可以看得见，可以听得见。
You can see and hear it.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
33节。
Verse
33. 使徒行传二章33节。
Acts chapter 2, verse
33. 使徒行传二章33节。
2 verse
33. 他既被神的右手高举，又重复受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。 有些人看到属徒得圣灵啊，他们没有办法了解。When
some people saw that the apostle had received the Holy Spirit, they did not understand.
所以彼得跟11个属徒就跟他们解释。And
so Peter explained to them.
啊，还引证旧约圣经里面啊，神应许要赐圣灵的一些道理。And
they related it to some of the teachings in the Old Testament that had to do with this.
所以现在我们所领受的圣灵，就是你们现在能够看得见，而且能够听得见的。
And they have said that this Holy Spirit that they have received is what you now see and hear.
所以得圣灵不是说啊，在你心里啊很安静的。
To receive the Holy Spirit does not mean that you are being very quiet.
是能够看得见，能够听得见，非常清楚的。
It is very clear, and you can see and hear it.
我们看使徒行传19章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传19章。
Acts 19.
第一节。
Verse 1.
使徒行传19章第一节。
Acts 19 verse 1.
亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带的地方，就来到了以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒。第二节。
2.
问他们说：“你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？”他们回答说：“没有。”也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。 第三节。
Three.
保罗说：“这样你们受的是什么洗呢？”他们说是约翰的洗礼。第四节。
Verse four.
保罗说：“约翰所行的是悔改的洗，告诉百姓当信在他以后要来的就是耶稣。第五节。
Verse five.
他们听见这话，就奉主耶稣的名受洗。第六节。
Six.
保罗按手在他们头上，圣灵便降在他们身上。”他们就说方言，又说预言。第七节，
Seven.
一共约有十二个人。这里讲到保罗来到以弗所的地方。
Here says that Paul had come to Ephesus.
然后看到有一些人呐、啊，他们信主的门徒。
And he had found some disciples who believed in the Lord.
啊，第一句话就问他们说：“你们信耶稣有没有得圣灵啊？”
And the first thing he asked them was, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?"
假使得圣灵不重要的话，保罗不会这样问。
If receiving the Holy Spirit did not matter, then Paul would not ask this.
表示说有没有得圣灵很重要。
Which means that it is very important whether or not you have received the Holy
Spirit. 因为这个是关系得救进神的国。
Because this had to do with being saved and to enter the kingdom of God.
结果他们说啊，没有，我们没有听过圣灵的事情。
And these people said we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.
所以保罗就觉得说啊，没有得到圣灵跟你的信仰啊，可能有点关系。
And perhaps for Paul, he had felt that receiving the Holy Spirit also had to do with faith.
所以他就再一次问你们受什么洗礼。
So then he asked, what type of baptism did you receive?
他们说啊，我们是受约翰的洗礼。
And they said into John's baptism.
保罗说啊，约翰是叫人悔改的。
And Paul has said that John had asked people to repent.
要接受耶稣的救恩啊，因为耶稣是救主。
So that they may believe in Jesus, who is the Savior.
唯有他的洗礼啊，才能够赦我们的罪。
And only his baptism can forgive us of our sins.
所以他们就奉耶稣的名再一次接受赦罪的洗礼。
And so they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
啊，他们信仰对了，然后为他们祷告，啊，他们就受圣灵了。
When they have this right faith, then they prayed, and then they received the Holy Spirit.
啊，然后说，怎么知道他们得圣灵？
And how can you tell that they had received the Holy Spirit?
因为听见他们说方言。
It was because they were speaking in tongues.
还可以算出有多少人。
And they could also count how many there were.
所以这是使徒时代啊，他们传道理是这样传呢。
And this was how they were preaching the teachings in the Acts.
我们再看《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter
8. 第四节。
Verse
4. 使徒行传八章第四节。
Acts 8 verse 4.
所以我们知道说这个受圣灵不是一个团体代表领受，而是个人的个别经验。
And so we know that when you receive the Holy Spirit, it is not one representative having it for all, but it is individuals.
我们看《使徒行传》第八章。
Acts 8 verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
那些分散的人往过处去传道。第五节。
Verse 5.
腓立下撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。第六节。
6.
众人听见了，又看见腓立所行的神迹。就同心合意的听从他的话。第七节。
Seven.
因为有许多人被污鬼附着，那些鬼啊，大声呼叫，从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的，都得了医治。第八节。
Eight.
在那城里就大有欢喜。而这里是讲到这个耶路撒冷教会啊，遭遇到逼迫。
Here it is saying that the church in Jerusalem was being persecuted.
所以当时的信徒啊，就分散在各地方。
And so at the time, the believers were scattered.
啊，所以他们到各地啊，就是开始传道理。
And wherever they went, then they were preaching the word.
啊，有一个传道人叫做腓力啊，来到撒玛利亚城。
And there was one named Philip who came to Samaria.
他说呢，神迹奇事很多啊，患鬼的得医治，生病的得到好了。
And there were many signs and miracles, and there were those who were healed or those who were once
possessed. 啊，整个城啊，轰动起来，全城大大喜乐。
And then the entire city was having great joy.
我们看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
使徒行传八章十四节。
Acts 8 verse 14.
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。十五节。
15.
两个人到了，就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵。十六节。
16.
因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们主奉主耶稣的名受了洗。十七节。
17.
于是属徒按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。这里讲到属徒啊，特别派人去撒玛利亚城。
Here says the apostles had especially sent people to Samaria.
因为那里有很多人信主了。
Because there are many who have believed in the
Lord. 他们也受洗了。
They also received baptism.
而且神迹奇事啊，非常的多啊，整个城都轰动起来啊。
There were also many signs and miracles.
但是说啊，圣灵还没有降在他们身上。
But the Holy Spirit did not come down to them yet.
所以有的人讲说，我信耶稣就得圣灵。
So for some people who say that I believe in Jesus,
或者我受洗就得圣灵。
Or when I received baptism, then I.
那我们知道说，跟撒玛利亚教会的情形啊，跟他们经验是不一样的。
Well, we can see that this is different from the experience in the Samaritan church.
虽然他们很多人都是受洗了，但是圣灵还没有降在他们身上。
Because many of these people have been baptized, but they did not have the Holy Spirit yet.
啊，因为得圣灵很重要。
Because receiving the Holy Spirit is very
important. 所以使徒才赶快派两个人呐、啊、去。
So that the apostles immediately decided to send two people there.
所以要帮助他们祷告，要让他们得圣灵。
And to help them pray so that they may receive the Holy Spirit.
因为他们主奉主的名洗礼。
Because they were baptized in the name of the Lord.
后来使徒给他们按手的时候，圣灵就降下来了。
And then when the apostles laid their hands, then they received the Holy Spirit.
啊，怎么知道圣灵降下来？
And how did they know that they received the Holy Spirit?
说本来有一个行邪术的西门。
There was Simon the sorcerer.
后来他也信主了。
And then he believed in the Lord.
他看到是使徒一按手就有圣灵赐下来。
But he saw that when the apostles lay hands, then there is the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，就拿钱给使徒说：“你把这个权柄给我。”
He offered money to the apostles and said, "Please give me this power."
也让我能够为谁按手就让他得圣灵。
So that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit.
彼得就责备他。
And Peter had rebuked him.
说你以为这个神的恩赐啊，可以用钱买的啊？
That you thought the gift of God could be purchased with money.
说你跟你的银子要一起灭亡啊
！Your money perished with you.
啊，因为你在这个道上啊，心存不正，所以你无份无关。
Because you have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God.
啊，所以西门会想要用钱买，因为看到使徒一按手就有圣灵赐下来。
So Simon wanted to use his money to buy this because he could see that the apostles laying hands could give them the Holy Spirit.
所以很多很著名的神学家都说啊，使徒时代的圣灵啊降下来都说有不一样的现象产生。
So there are many theologians that would say that when you receive the Holy Spirit, there are different signs that might happen.
在普遍的现象就是说方言。
And the most common sign is that they may speak in tongues.
啊，这也是我们今天啊判断一个人有没有得圣灵的一个标准，跟使徒时代一样。
And this is the same standard that we use today, just like in the apostolic times, to see whether or not someone has the Holy Spirit.
我们再看一节圣经。
Let's see one more verse.
看使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
44节。
Verse
44. 使徒行传十章四十四节。
Acts 10 verse 44.
十章四十四节。
10:44.
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。四十五节。
45.
那些奉割礼和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐已浇灌在外邦人身上。就都稀奇。十六节。
46.
因听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。十七节。
47.
于是彼得说啊，这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能够禁足用水给他们施洗呢？这是彼得啊，被主差遣到一个罗马军官哥尼流的家里去传道的。
The Lord has sent Jesus to go to the household of Cornelius to preach.
本来犹太人跟外国人啊不来往的。
Because at the beginning the Jews did not have any relation with.
因为他们认为外国人啊是不洁净的。
Because the Jews felt that the Gentiles were unclean.
那圣灵跟他讲说你要跟着他们去。
But the Holy Spirit had told him that you must.
你不要怀疑。
And you should not doubt.
后来他就去了。
And then he went.
啊，那问那个哥尼流说，你怎么会找我们来呢？
And he asked Cornelius, why have you searched for me?
哥尼流说啊，三天前啊，有一个天使跑到我们家。
And Cornelius said that 4 days ago, there was an angel that had come.
说我的祷告啊，行善啊，蒙神纪念了。
And so his prayer has been heard.
他说叫我要去请你来跟他们讲道理。
And so he also heard that he needed to ask for Peter.
所以现在你来了很好。
So it is good now that he has come.
我们就在这里等候啊，看看神要透过你跟我们讲什么样的信息。
And so they have been waiting to hear about the things that had to do with God.
啊，彼得就开口说啊，神真的是不偏待人的。
And so Peter has said that God shows no partiality.
说所有啊，敬畏神啊，啊，要寻找真理的人，神都悦纳，神都要赐福气给他们。
Because in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him.
啊，这个在讲道当中啊，说神的灵就降灌下来了。
And so while he was preaching, then the Spirit of God had come down.
哥尼流家所有的在听到的人都被圣灵充满。
And the households of Cornelius and whoever was listening, they had all been filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为听见他们说方言。
And they had heard that they were speaking in tongues.
啊，彼得就说了，哎，他们得圣灵是跟我们一样的。
And Peter had noticed that they have received the same Holy Spirit.
因为彼得是用他们的经验来判断他们有没有得圣灵。
Because Peter had used his own experience to discern whether or not they had the Holy
Spirit. 他说，既然他们是已经得圣灵了。
And since they have now received the Spirit,
虽然他们是外邦人,
even though they were Gentiles,
那神却悦纳他们呢?
But God finds them acceptable.
啊，既然神要纳们呢，我们是什么人？我们怎么可以拒绝?
And since God accepts them, then who are they to deny these people?
所以他们就按照主的教训呢，啊，就用水给他们洗礼。
And so according to the teachings of God, then they have baptized them in water.
所以哥尼流一家人是先得到圣灵，然后再洗礼。
So for Cornelius and his household, they had received the Holy Spirit first, and then they received baptism.
因为要水跟圣灵两个的重生啊，才能够进神的国。
Because they must be born of water and spirit to be able to enter the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣说，神的国近了。
And so Jesus had said, the kingdom of God is at hand.
我们应当悔改啊，啊，信福音啊，准备进神的国。
And we must repent and believe in the gospel and prepare to enter the kingdom of God.
这个圣灵的应许啊，从旧约时代啊，神就一直啊，借着先知一直讲。
And in the Old Testament, the prophets have already been speaking about the Holy
Spirit. 说将来要神要把他的灵浇灌下来。
And in the Old Testament, had already said that the Spirit of God is.
啊，凡有血气的，只要你祈求啊，神的恩典就临到。
And whoever is a flesh, if they ask, then they will be able to receive this.
啊，老人人会看异象，做异梦；少年人会看异象。
The old men will have dreams, and the young men will have visions.
啊，借着圣灵会把神很多的能力作为啊，啊就显明出来。
And through the Holy Spirit, many of God's works will be able to be manifested.
啊，因为神的灵啊，哎呀，浇灌在我们心中。
Because the Spirit of God is going to come into our
heart. 让我们真正得到喜乐满足。
So that we may truly receive joy and.
耶稣在传道里的时候也反复的一直重申啊，他要降下圣灵。
When Jesus was preaching, he also continually to say that the Holy Spirit is going to come down.
所以他对一个撒玛利亚妇人这样讲。
And he had told this one Samaritan woman.
你每天来拿这个井里的水。
Every day when you come to this well to.
喝了以后还会再渴。
After you drink of it, you will still become thirsty.
渴了以后还要再拿水喝。
After you become thirsty, you have to come back for the
water. 因为世界上的水啊，没有办法让我们得满足。
Because the water in this world cannot satisfy us.
你如果喝我所赐给你生命的活水。
But if you drink of the living water that I will give you.
这个水要在你的腹中成为泉源啊，一直涌到永生。
This water will become like the springs of living water out of your heart.
这耶稣主的要把圣灵啊浇灌在我们心里面。
And Jesus was saying this to mean that the Holy Spirit is going to fill our heart.
我们看约翰福音第七章。
Let's look at John chapter 7.
约翰福音七章。
John 7,
37
verse 37.
约翰福音七章三十七节。
John 7, verse 37.
七章三十七节。
7, verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”三十八节。
38.
信我的人，就如经上所说。 要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来。39节。耶稣这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。耶稣的应许说，你们可渴到我这里来。
So Jesus has said that whoever thirsts can come to me and drink.
我要让他从腹中流出活水的江河来。
And I will let out of his heart flow the rivers of living water.
所以圣灵的浇灌在我们心里面呢、啊，是让我们从内心里面那个喜乐、满足、平安呢、啊，是从内心里面不断的涌现出来。
And so when the Holy Spirit comes to us, then out of our heart will flow much joy and peace.
所以当你得圣灵的时候，你很清楚。
So when you receive the Holy Spirit, then
神就住在我里面。
And you know that God is.
我就住在神的恩典里面。
And I am living in the grace of God.
所以很多啊道理的问题，有没有神啊，有没有天国啦、啊，啊这些你不用解释啊。
And so when there are many teachings or questions about whether or not there is God or heaven.
因为神的灵住在你心里。
You don't have to explain much because you know that God is.
来证明说神就是跟我同在。
To prove that God is abiding with me.
所以我们所领受的道理啊，叫做生命之道。
And so the teachings that we receive is called the word of life.
所以不是一种理论。
It is not theory.
而是我们可以听见、可以看见，而是可以摸到的。
It is something we can hear, we can see, we can touch.
啊，当我们体会到神的恩典充满在我们的心呐、啊，我们真的能够喜乐得到满足。
And we can experience that truly God is in our heart, and we can truly.
所以保罗说，在神的国里面呐、啊，不在乎吃喝。
And so Paul has said that in the kingdom of God, they no longer worry about eating.
因为我们所追求的不是物质上的满足。
Because we do not pursue fulfillment in the physical.
世界上的水啊，你喝了还是会再渴。
Because after you drink of the water, you'll still become thirsty.
唯有神赐给我们的恩典，才能够让我们真正喜乐得到满足。
Only the blessings that God has given us can let our heart truly feel joy.
我们在神的国里面所追求的是圣灵当中的喜乐。
And in the kingdom of God, what we truly pursue is the joy in the Spirit.
虽然我们在信主又得到很多神的恩典，在神的恩典当中喜乐。
And after we have received the Holy Spirit, even though we have received
joy. 但是我们不论遇到任何环境，
whatever kind of circumstance we might face.
虽然生活当中啊，喜乐，我们的生活环境常常会改变。
Maybe our living environments will often change.
但不管什么环境啊，我们还是欢欢喜喜的。
But no matter what happens, we are always joyful.
因为神会借着圣灵啊，把他丰盛的慈爱啊，浇灌在我们心里。
Because through His Holy Spirit, God is going to give us an abundant joy.
因为神的灵能够真正让我们带来喜乐满足。
Because the Spirit of God can truly fulfill our heart.
啊，所以耶稣说啊，你求啊就给你。
And so Jesus has said that ask and you shall receive.
父亲会把最好的东西给儿女。
The Father will give the best things to His children.
神就把圣灵给那些祈求的人。
And God will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask.
你有心想要，神就给你。
If you have the heart to ask, then God will give
you. 你寻找就让你寻见。
And if you knock, then you shall
find. 叩门就给你开门。
If you knock, then the door shall be opened.
我们来唱诗237首。
Let's sing hymn 237.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在要来祷告，感谢神。
Now we're going to pray to thank God.
祷告就是我们人跟神讲话。
Prayer is when we are speaking to God.
圣经里面说，神是听人祷告的神。
The Bible has said that God is the God who listens to our prayers.
说凡有血气的人呢、啊，都要来到神的面前来就近他。
Whoever are our flesh, and we are going to come before God and to worship Him.
一方面呢、啊，感谢神是给我们各样的啊，让我们生活当中啊能够得到丰盛。
On the one hand, we are thanking God for allowing all parts of our life to be
abundant. 所以我们要感谢神。
And we need to thank God.
啊，另外一方面呢、啊，我们可以借着祷告啊，把我们的需要告诉神。
And on the other hand, through prayer, we can also tell God of our needs.
说神要赐给我们意外的平安。
Because God is going to give us a peace.
啊，这是神给我们基督徒啊的一个特权。
And this is a special quality that we can have as.
一般人呢、啊，常常遇到事情啊，不晓得要怎么办。
Because typically people do not know what to do when.
所以常常感到很烦恼。
When they have different troubles, so they are very worried.
但圣经里面说，我们可以一无忧虑。
But the Bible has said that we do not have to worry.
然后呢，我们可以把一切的烦恼、一切的忧虑都卸给神。
Because with all of our worries and burdens, we can.
因为他顾念我们。
Because God watches over us.
然后我们主要透过祷告告诉神。
So through prayer, if we tell Him,
啊，他会赐给我们意外的平安。
He will give us a peace beyond our understanding.
啊，所以我们有病痛的，啊，心灵上忧伤的，不管你有什么需要，都可以来到神的面前向他祈求。
So if we have a physical illness or sorrow in our heart or any type of trouble, then we can come before God.
所以主要不疑心呐、啊，不怀疑，啊，凭着信心求。
As long as we do not doubt or waver in our heart, and we ask with
our faith, 啊，主要把你所需要的来赐给你。
Then God will give you according to your needs.
他说神也会把他的灵啊赐给我们。
And God will also give us His Spirit.
因为耶稣说啊，我不会把你们丢下，让你们做孤儿。
Because Jesus has said that I will not leave you as orphans.
我要回到你们啊，住在你们里面。
But I will come to you and live in you.
虽然世人看不到。
Even the world cannot see this.
但是你们很清楚，我就住在你们里面，你们就住在我里面。
But you can clearly see that I am living in you and you in me.
所以我们怎么知道神跟我们同在？
So how do we know that God is abiding with us?
就是借着他所赐给我们的圣灵。
It is through the Holy Spirit that He has given us.
啊，所以当神的灵临到啊，我们会体会到很多神的大能跟慈爱。
And so when the power of God has come upon us, then we will experience.
我曾经见证过啊。我们教会信主就是因为我爸爸、啊、他生了重病。
I have testified before that our family has come to believe.
三个医生都说他会死掉。
Because my father was seriously ill, and there were three doctors.
那教会的弟兄姊妹来帮助他祷告。
He would surely die, but then there were brothers and sisters from church.
他醒过来以后。
And then when he became.
第二次祷告的时候，他就看天国。
And the second time that he had prayed, then he.
只有圣灵降下，把他整个人就扶起来。
He has seen the kingdom of heaven, and the Holy Spirit came down.
让他圣灵充满，他的病就好了。
And when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, then he was healed.
从42岁，主耶稣又给他56岁啊，活到98岁。
And from when he was 46 years old, then God had given him more times and more years.
这是活生生的见证。
He was 98 years old, and this is a very living testimony.
我们在做那个 Adeline 的阿嬷。
And also our sister Adeline's grandmother.
她患了12年的血肉病。
And when she had an illness of the blood,
非常的虚弱啊。
And she was very weak.
啊。但是他的姐姐、哦啊、叫他说你要到教会来。
Her older sister had told her that you need.
一直劝她，她本来不要来。
And kept encouraging her, even though she did not.
后来她姐姐啊，流着眼泪劝她。
And then her older sister was crying to ask her.
说你就是让我骗一次也看看嘛，去看看嘛。
Just go and see.
啊，后来她就来了。
And then she went to church.
啊，全身很虚弱啊，穿着很多的衣服，还包着头都包起来。
Even though she, and because she was very weak, she had to dress in many layers.
那到祷告时去祷告。
And while, and then when she.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告，就念了两句。
And she just said in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣灵降临下来以后，一个很大的震动力量。
And then when the Holy Spirit came down on her, and it was a very powerful.
结果呢，那个血肉的源头就堵住了。
And then the bloodflow has stopped.
啊，从那个时候她就得到平安，所以带着全家人来信主。
And from that time, she had received peace. So then she brought her whole family to come to believe in Christ.
所以我们主要相信了，神的恩典就要领导你。
So as long as you believe, then the blessing of God is going to come upon us.
因为在神的教会里面有神的大能。
Because in the church of God, there is the mighty power of God.
你就能够体会到神的大慈爱。
And you can experience the great love of God.
所以我们主管凭着信心来到神的面前。
We only have to come before God with faith.
恳求神施恩祝福你。
And to ask God to give us blessings.
我们祷告的方式是跪下来，锁合着，眼睛闭着。
When we pray, we kneel down, we clasp our hands, and we close our eyes.
因为神是灵啊，所以我们要用心灵诚实来拜神。
Because God is spirit, so we have to worship Him with our spirit.
所以人看外貌，但是神是看我们内心。
Man might see the outward appearance, but God looks in our heart.
我们主要很诚实、很诚恳的心呐、啊，来向神恳求。
As long as we offer a very humble and faithful heart.
我们把我们的软弱呈现在神的面前。
And we present our weaknesses before God.
说好像我们在呼吸一样。
Just like we are breathing.
呼吸就把你啊。身体里面的一些废气啊，把它吐出来。
When you breathe and exhale, then you are exhaling.
然后把新鲜的空气吸进来。
And the toxic chemicals in the.
啊，这样环路循环呢、啊，我们身体就健康起来了。
Breathing in fresh air and this way and cycles.
我们的祷告就是我们灵性上的呼吸。
More alive, and when you are praying, it is like spiritual.
我们的忧愁、苦闷、烦恼、病痛啊，统统倾吐在神的面前。
All types of sorrows or suffering or illnesses, we can offer, we can present them.
神啊，我们真的很软弱，求你怜悯施恩帮助我。
God, we are truly weak, and please have mercy upon us.
啊，借着神的大能要来覆庇我们。
And through the mighty power of God, He is
要来施恩帮助你。
And He is going to bless us and help
啊，当然，传道者会帮助我们按手祷告。
And the pastors will also help lay hands.
这是一种祝福。
And this is a way of
啊，来帮助你。
Blessing and to help.
但是传道没有办法做什么。
But the pastor himself cannot do much.
只是帮助你祷告。
Can only help you to pray.
这个恩典是从神来的。
Because the blessing comes from God.
所以我们一起恳求神施恩祝福你。
So we are going to ask God together to be blessed.
因为我们的信心啊，能够来体会到神的大能跟慈爱。
Because through our faith, we can experience the true love from God.
那我们就到前面一起来祷告哈。
So let's come forward to pray.